This is JLPT Bootcamp, the ultimate guide to passing the JLPT in less time with less pain. Hello everyone, this is the JLPT Bootcamp Podcast, episode 69 with your host Mac, and just freezing again here in lovely Japan. Supposedly today is going to be the coldest day for the winter season, so not looking forward to the walk to work this morning, but anyway, just doing some studying, keeping up with my Mr. Itoi's book, which is kind of full of some essays. Again, I have a link to it in the show notes, but basically just kind of a modern philosophy kind of book, more kind of, if you're familiar with Seth Godin, a little bit like Seth Godin, not completely, but a little similar to him in terms of what he writes about. And the essays are becoming easier. I don't want to say that they're a breeze, but because sometimes I'll go over some essays and it's just a complete nightmare of difficult vocabulary and abstract language that I have to spend, you know, a good couple of minutes looking up different phrases and things. But some essays I get through really quickly, so I don't think I'll be finished by the end of February, but I'll have a significant amount of reading done hopefully by the end of this month, and be able to finish the book hopefully sometime in March. I'm crossing my fingers on that one. I've also been really busy right now with curator duty over at memorize.com, and the whole site over there has really started to become a lot cleaner site, and there's a lot more participation from students of Japanese, and we are slowly but surely cleaning up the decks over there, cleaning up the courses, I guess is what they're called now, and really making that a great resource. And kind of clarifying some of the difficult words that come up that have similar meanings. And hopefully, if I get some free time, I'll be translating some of that over into the ultimate deck for N5 that I publish. Cleaning up some of the definitions, cleaning up some of the words, and making that a little bit better deck for memorize, or for the Anki deck as well. And I have I've started the epic quest to find a conversation partner as well. I just spent a whole day emailing and signing up for just about any and every place that would have me for looking for conversation partners. And that was rather involved. Hopefully, I'll be able to boil down some, you know, one or two sites that are a good resource for you to contact and to look for a conversation partner, whether that's on Skype or whether that's just via PenPal, just getting some output exercise as well as input that's kind of your level, which is important, I think. And part of me feels a little embarrassed about doing this, that I'm trying to hunt down a conversation partner online. Meanwhile, my wife is Japanese, and supposedly I have a conversation partner with me wherever I go, which is true. But I think it's important to diversify your conversation partners, and talk to a wide variety of people, just to get, you know, different people have different opinions, different ways of saying things, different expressions that they use commonly. the other side of that is that my wife is a woman, and I like to pick up more manly language, more language what men use in Japanese, because you know, the language, the Japanese language is separated a little bit along the lines of male and female language. Females tend to use one particular kind of language. Usually, they tend to use more particles and speak more properly, whereas men don't do that as much. So I'd like to just be able to practice in different contexts. I mean, after all, context is key, right? That's what I talked about last week. So just want to practice in different contexts instead of just practicing being able to talk to my wife. So just being able to talk to more people. So looking at the options for finding a conversation partner online, or anywhere, I guess, is, first of all, to be honest, if you're living in Japan, it should be fairly easy to pick up a conversation with folks here. Obviously, you're literally surrounded by native speakers, so it's, you know, you can do a million different things to just practice conversation on a daily basis. If you want to, if you're in country. And there are several good conversation partner meetups, probably in any major city here in Japan. But in even actually smaller cities, even like even a small rural city, a medium-sized rural city will probably have an international center. The international center, you can probably find a tutor or someone that wants to practice the language there. But what if you're busy and you know you can't make a meeting? Usually, these meetings are scheduled, for example, I think the last one that I went to on a regular basis was a Monday night. And what if you work Monday night? So, or what if you live in the middle of the sticks, or don't even live in Japan at all? How can you find somebody, to have a conversation with, to practice your speaking skills with? So there are actually a lot of options available to find conversation partners, pen pals, and things like that, but a few good options as far as I can tell. I've been wading through a lot of websites with a great interface, but no Japanese speakers, or sites that had a lot of Japanese speakers, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, but they all left town a long time ago, and so they're not active in the community anymore. And I didn't even bother trying to contact them. And some websites that are out there make you pay some cash before you can see anything good. There's a few sites like that that I encountered. And as of yet, I'm trying to do this on the free side, see if I can make that happen. I don't know. I might have to invest a little bit of cash later on down the line, but for now, just trying to do it on the free side. And so I've been posting to all these sites and more, and in the interest of thorough scientific research. And I'm really curious as to what site has the most active community on it. I'm sure it's pretty difficult to for the website to attract and hold a group of language exchange folks for an extended period of time. So I think it's really difficult to set up a site like that pretty much has to be in every single different language to attract those people to the site and get them signed up and get them through the process and connect them together. So I think it's a very difficult task for a website to do. And anyway, so what have I done so far? So far, I went in, set up a basic profile, made sure I put a picture up, which I think is key in any kind of exchange. I mean, after all, who wants to talk to someone that they can't see? They don't know what they look like. I know it sounds really simple, but I have been noticing that a lot of profile pictures online are for Japanese speakers. They're like manga cartoons or pictures of Colonel Sanders or all sorts of different pictures. So, which is pretty typical in Japan, I guess, for social media. But anyway, I prefer to put my face out there just so people kind of know who they're talking to. I also made sure to put up a bio in English and in Japanese. Again, I think this is probably another crucial step because, first of all, it's good to let people know who you are, of course, in any language. But also, it is important to literally write or literally speak the language, so to speak. In this case, you're writing the language, but literally speak the language so that your conversation partner feels a little bit more comfortable contacting you if their language ability is quite low. I'm also guessing that, I'm doing this because I'm guessing that some conversation partners might be kind of turned off by the fact that my entire profile is in English. They don't want to, they want to know right off the bat that, we're dealing in, I can deal in Japanese if some kind of breakdown in communication occurs and they can't communicate what they want to say in English, they can do it in Japanese. So, and I'd also kind of like someone that isn't good at English to keep me from using that as a crutch to kind of, I don't want to keep resorting to asking questions in English. I'd like to find somebody that I have to ask everything in Japanese. So set all that up, set up the profile, and I also fired off some messages to at least two people per site that I signed up for. And they were just basic messages that introduced myself, mostly just a rehash of what I put in my profile bio, nothing too major. I didn't want to spend a bunch of time writing an email and not getting a response. So just basically just a hello, hey, are you still active with the site? This is me, this is what I'm studying, that kind of thing, nothing major. And now it's time to just patiently wait for responses. I've already gotten a few people that messaged me back that seem interested, but I need to do some more follow-up and see if I can meet up with a few of them. Hopefully I'll have more to report next week, though. And just kind of from an initial standpoint, there's basically three websites that are kind of looking pretty good. So far, the Polyglot Club is looking pretty good. It seems to have a pretty active community and might yield some responses here. That one has kind of a strange, well, not strange, but really long URL. So I'll have a link to that in the blog post for this podcast. This is, of course, podcast episode 69. That you can find on the website, jlptbootcamp.com, for all of these links. So Polyglot Club is good. Another one is sharedtalk.com that also looks quite promising. It's a resource created by Rosetta Stone, which you're probably familiar with. They're kind of a leader in language learning. I wouldn't really recommend them, but they are a useful resource out there for some folks. And both of these sites have about over 2,000 Japanese speakers to talk to contact. So those are looking like kind of good resources. I don't know how active they are. I don't know how active the people are online, but we'll see. I'll be able to have hopefully more information for you next week. Another site worth an honorable mention is italki.com, and it's a pretty well put together site. Has a good interface, kind of good way of people meeting up with each other, good options. But it might not have the most active Japanese speakers. I'm going to take a look at it, see what comes of it, but right now it looks not so active for Japanese speakers. Anyway, time will tell which one really pans out. I tried a good 10 different sites out just to do the research and check them out and do some emailing off to a few people. So there's a possibility that a better site than these three will surface, but I kind of doubt it. There's a pretty big difference between the good and not so good, if you know what I mean. So, but anyway, hopefully something will boil to the top, and I'll have more for you at the end of this journey to find a conversation partner. Anyway, I'd like to hear from you, of course. Have you, in the past, found a conversation partner online? I'd like to hear about it. Have you made friends through another service and stay in contact with them? How do you stay in contact with them? How do you do your kind of output practice online? And how was it? Was it good? Was it effective? I'd like to know. Let me know in the comments. Again, this is episode 69. And I hope to hear from you. You can surf over to the website at jlptbootcamp.com and leave me a comment for this episode. Or if you have any other comments or suggestions for the podcast or blog posts or anything for the website, you can go to the website at jlptbootcamp.com, click on the Contact Me button, leave me a lovely little message there, and I'll try to get back to you in a timely manner. Or, of course, you can email me, mac@jlptbootcamp.com, and that'll get to the same place, basically, as the Contact Me form. And let me know your thoughts, your feelings, your comments, suggestions. I'd love to hear from you. So, everybody have a good week studying, and I'll talk to you next week. To claim your free 21-page ebook on the 5 biggest mistakes people make on the JLPT, as well as more tips and tricks to help you pass the Japanese language proficiency test, come visit me at jlptbootcamp.com.